La Cenerentola, that's how they say Cinderella. Rossini's opera with Claudio Abbado and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Good morning. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown, and you are my classical friend. Don't forget that you can hear a hilarious aria from the Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella, The Stepsister's Lament, during the concert coming up this weekend, as Lawrence Opera Theater is presenting a whole bunch of shows. The Cinderella will be from Heroes and Villains, a musical theater cabaret, August 17th at 7:30 p.m. at Theater Lawrence. And they're also doing Trial by Jury, Angels and Demons, an evening of opera scenes and arias, and Mozart's Don Giovanni. So for all the details, lawrenceopera.org. And it was so much fun when they came in last week and sang for us, all these young professional singers. They were so good. If you missed it, don't worry. In a few days, our engineer, Chuck Smith, not only records it, but he also sets up 4 cameras. And he comes up with a professional video, a 4-cam video of the musicians and with the sound, of course. And we'll have that in a few days on our website and on Facebook. Let's hear Felix Mendelssohn, the first cello sonata, and this is Kansas City cellist Daniel Weiss with Martino Trimo at the piano, a Supraphone recording of the Mendelssohn first cello sonata, now on KPR. Well, the classical jukebox thought it needed to add something to Daniel Weiss's performance of the cello sonata, number 1 in B-flat, but it was perfect as it was. Felix Mendelssohn's first cello sonata. That was cello professor at Park University, Daniel Weiss, a Kansas City cellist, with Martino Trimo at the piano. Next we'll hear a fugal overture from 1922 by Gustav Holst. Also, how about a couple of Swedish polka songs for flute and piano? That's coming up. Also this morning we have Brahms' 4th Symphony coming up at about 11:15. All kinds of musical treats this morning here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live and local, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison. And speaking of cello, one of the great cello concertos, the first, by Camille Saint-Saëns, awaits you in the noon hour. The wondrous 2nd piano sonata from Schumann and more. Classical music with Jeff from noon to 3. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. Here's a fugal overture by Holst now on KPR. A fugal overture by Gustav Holst, Adrian Bolt, London Symphony Orchestra. Support for classical music this morning on Kansas Public Radio comes from Pines Garden and Market. Pines, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com. Joachim Anderson made a lot of great transcriptions for flute. These are by Isidor Danström. They began life as Swedish polka songs. Here they are transcribed for flute and piano on KPR. Two polka songs by Isidor Danström, arranged for flute and piano, by Joachim Anderson, here on KPR.
Thank you. News.
Join us in the morning for the next one. Morning editions every weekday morning between 5 and 9 here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Can listen online, kansaspublicradio.org. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR or download our app. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from River Rat. River Rat Print and Skate. It's a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riverratks.com. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, on Wall Street, stock prices have turned higher. The Dow is now up about 10 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Insperity, providing HR services and technology, from payroll, benefits, and HR compliance to talent development. Learn more at Insperity.com/HR Matters. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The Hollywood Bowl Pops Orchestra playing the Paris Waltz from Candide by Leonard Bernstein. Next, one of the best-selling classical albums ever from about 1960 on CBS, and it's by Bach. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Inked Bodies, which highlights the diverse stories people tell through tattoos. Details at spencerart.ku.edu. Next, we're going to hear the Goldberg Variations by J.S. Bach, the debut album of Canadian classical pianist Glenn Gould. The 1956 record launched his career as an internationally known pianist and became one of the most well-known piano recording. Sales were incredible for a classical album, 40,000 copies by 1960 and more than 100,000 by the time of the pianist's death in 1982. And in 1981, a year before he died, he made a new recording of the Goldberg Variations where he slowed down. The one we'll hear next is a bit faster, and that exceeded 2 million copies by the year 2000. And at the time that the first album's release came out, Bach's Goldberg Variations, it's a set of 30 variations beginning and ending with an aria. They weren't recorded. Maybe they'd been recorded a couple of times, but either on very small labels or unreleased. Everybody thought of the Goldberg Variations as something very musty and esoteric. They were studied in colleges, but they weren't often played. They're awkward to play on the modern-day piano because probably Bach played them on a harpsichord with two manuals, so there's lots of crisscrossing the hands. So let's listen now to these Goldberg Variations. Glenn Gould made 3 recordings of this in his life. This is a live recording from the Salzburg Festival in 1959. Beginning and ending with the aria, or the theme, and then with 30 variations in between. We've just heard the complete Goldberg Variations by J.S. Bach, the 1959 live recording, the Salzburg Festival. That was Glenn Gould at the piano, and if you heard a little bit of humming in the background, well, that's Glenn Gould. He just kind of did that, didn't really think about it, just kind of did it, drove the recording engineers crazy, but That was just Glenn Gould. He was eccentric. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's about 12 minutes before 11 o'clock. In a bit, we'll hear Dream on the Volga overture, and then a beautiful piece, very stark and minimalist. It's a great piece for cleansing our palate. Arvo Pärt's Spiegel im Spiegel for cello and piano before we hear Brahms' Fourth at about 11:15. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, the Owen Cox Dance Group, Sterling Dance Theater, and Regina Klanjowski Dance Company, September 20th and 21st. More at jccc.edu/MTC for Midwest Trust Center. This is KPR. Joseph Silverstein, the Utah Symphony Chorus or Orchestra, and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir humming in the Humming Chorus from Act Two of Madama Butterfly by Puccini. Next is Anton Arensky's Dream on the Volga overture on KPR. Exciting music by Anton Arensky makes you want to see the show. The Dream on the Volga, that was the overture, here on Kansas Public Radio.
The town of Spring, on All Things Considered, from NPR News.
More about that coming up at 3 this afternoon, right here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Sterling Dance Theater, and Regina Klanjowski Dance Company, September 20th and 21st. More at jccc.edu/MTC. And from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, Stoneback features new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com. This is KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live on over the recent killings, one in Iran, of two Hamas and Hezbollah leaders, Iranian allies. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, who, along with its retailers, is partnering with AdoptAClassroom.org to provide funding to high-need schools and local communities for Subaru Loves Learning. Subaru, more than a car company. Good morning. This is KPR. Minimalist music from 1978, I think, by Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. It's called Spiegel im Spiegel, or Mirror in the Mirror, for cello and piano. We heard Dietmar Schwalke, cellist, Alexander Malter, pianist, from an ECM recording here on Kansas Public Radio. Next on KPR, we have autumnal music by Johannes Brahms, like his last works were, the clarinet quintet, the intermezzos. This is his fourth symphony, his last symphony. He started it in 1884. Johannes Brahms' Fourth Symphony, Leonard Bernstein, and the New York Philharmonic here on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. Leonard Bernstein directing the New York Philharmonic. Music from the mid-1880s, late music by Johannes Brahms, his last symphony, the Symphony No. 4 in E minor, Opus 98, by Johannes Brahms, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Live and local, we're 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and kansaspublicradio.org. Become a KPR sponsor, and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement they heard on public radio. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships. It's a family day in Lawrence's South Park, featuring traditional acoustic music, Sunday, August 25th. More at fidpick.org. That lopsided little waltz was the Barrel Organ Waltz from The Gadfly. It's music by Dmitri Shostakovich here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble seeking to engage, enrich, entertain, and inspire the community through live musical experiences, educational programming, and community activities. More information at lawrenceorchestra.org.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition, right here on KPR. Looks like the updated forecast is about the same as it was. It's 77 right now in Lawrence. It's supposed to be sunnier, though, with a high near 83 and northwesterly winds tonight, cloudy, a low of 66. And tomorrow, sounds interesting, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 in the morning. Then showers are likely, maybe a thunderstorm, between 10 and 1. And a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Ultimately, tomorrow should be cloudy with a high of only 77 degrees, and it should be about 60% rain for tomorrow. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.